Hi guys, welcome back to
Bye Fitz.
Hi guys, welcome back to Delusional Diaries podcast. I'm Hallie.
And I'm Jazz. We missed last week because, just real quick, people who do podcasts do seasons.
Yeah.
We don't do seasons. We rarely miss a week.
You know, Ian, since we've started this podcast, honestly, like, which was, what, over a year and a half ago, yeah. If you are counting, like, Hot Girl Talks and everything, we have basically...
We're not doing this today, kids. Get the fuck out or sit down. Everyone lay down. Calm. Cool, collected. There you go. Up here.
Anyway, since we started this podcast, we've probably missed, like, maybe in total, like, maybe four episodes ever. Like, yeah. You know, it's... And I mean, yeah, people take breaks. People take seasons, obviously. Sometimes scheduling just doesn't work out and you can't get together to record.
Yeah. And that's, I'm like so grateful that we have this job to work where we can take a week and it's not the end of the world. Like we can be a little bit more flexible and like, obviously it's not ideal, but like it happens here and there.
Yeah. And sometimes you just need, I feel like refreshed, honestly. I'm like,
same.
Cause like, I feel like sometimes, not to say that we don't have anything to talk about, but sometimes it's like, okay, we've just been recording and then 2 days later we're recording again. And it's like, okay, nothing has really happened in that span of time where I feel I have things to say. So I feel like, okay, we haven't recorded in almost like 2 weeks at this point, yeah. Because of the last time we recorded was like, whatever.
So I feel we can like chat.
I have things to say.
And it's just, it is like a full like, refresh. And I like that.
Yeah.
And if you want refresh, get it for your vagina.
Love it.
That's the first ad David did with the podcast. And like, we take like, little pills, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't an ad. I'm just.
No, it's not.
I still take those little.
That would be a great segue if that was an ad.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. Maybe next time.
Yeah. Refresh, sponsor us. Anyway, should we just go into like peak and pit of the week?
Yeah, I'll give some peak and pit just from like life. I have like a whole note of like things that have happened because we haven't like been recording. I have so many pets actually.
Yeah, I know you have a
lot. I love to complain. So many pets. So
I honestly think the pits are way better than the peaks most of the time for them.
Yeah.
For us not so much.
Yeah.
But it's like nobody really gives a fuck if you're like, "Oh my god, I got the cutest sweater at Zara." Like da da da. It's like, "Oh, I want to hear that like."
Sorry, I got the boys in here today. But so St. Patrick's Day weekend, I went on St. Patrick's Day to like just like lunch with Maddie and Jesse and Kevin, and we stop at Jonathan Adler afterwards. I grab some things for the apartment, and then we go into YSL to like look at some sunglasses. And Kevin was getting glasses, and like he tried them on, and this girl was like helping me. I was like, "Oh, thanks! Like we'll get these, please." Like because Kevin was like looking at other stuff. I asked for some shoes; they didn't have them. Whatever. There was a Doberman in the store, gorgeous dog. If you guys didn't know, my grandma used to breed Dobermans and like train them. So like I'm obsessed with Dobermans. I'm like that dog is gorgeous. Talking to the owner. Mind you, I am sober, for the record, sober. It's important context. And I finished talking to the dog, asked to check out the sunglasses, and she's like, "Oh, is that your boyfriend?" About Kevin. I'm like, "Oh, yeah, like, is that him?" And she's like, "Oh, green jacket." I'm like, "Yeah, that's him." Tone completely switches. She's like, "He's really rude." And I'm sorry, guys. Like, you could know Kevin. Like, I was just like, I almost started laughing because I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Because Kevin is the least rude, least confrontational.
It's like obnoxious how nice he is sometimes.
Yes, yeah. 100%. Fully agree.
You're like, you don't need to be nice to that person. Like,
yeah. And yeah. He just sees the best. It's just, I was like, what? Like, I think, what happened? Like, I'm confused. And she's like, "He said the dogs in the store are better than the people that work here." And I'm like, oh, I don't think it was like, I don't think he said that, but like, I think it must have been a misunderstanding because like, we're big dog people. Like my grandma like has Dobermans we were just talking about the other day. Like, I think it might've been a misunderstanding.
Even if he said that, that's like valid.
Not a big deal.
It's funny.
And like Kevin was across the store and I'm like, he like sees my face get like upset cause she's coming at me. And I'm like, just so genuinely confused. And he comes across, he's like, "What's wrong? Like what happened?" I was like, "She said that you were really rude." And he starts laughing because he's like, and so do Jesse and Maddie, because like they both know that just didn't happen. And the lady's like, "Yeah, he's really rude. I can't believe he would say that. Like it's just coming at me." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, like I'm trying to buy these like glasses that me and Kevin both got." And she's looking at me and just being so unnecessarily rude. She's like, keeps getting worse. She's not like apologizing, nothing. Like I reached a point where I'm like, out of pure principle, I'm not giving you the commission for these glasses. And like, neither is Kevin. So I'm like, "Can I just talk to anyone but you, please?" And I'm like saying it in this tone. And she's like, whatever. And this girl, I know this girl was not her manager. And I know she was covering for her ass and like pretended to be her manager. And she comes over and she like doesn't even apologize. Like is like checking me out or whatever, and this girl like gets in my face and she's like, get out of my face. I'm like, you just came up to me and like have your hands in my, it was just a horrible situation. And I was like so frustrated, but the glasses that you both wanted were out of stock. So I was like, fuck,
you're the only person that would be like, I still need these glasses. You're like, I will not give you commission. And like, instead of just walking out of the fucking store, like, did you need the sunglasses?
I would have, but like, I've been wanting these glasses and they were out of stock. So whatever. It was just, it was stupid. And it was just like so unnecessary. So like, that was definitely a pit for me. Another pit of mine, my grandpa had a stroke last week. That was just like a lot. I'm like emotional. Like, I always feel this guilt about like being away from my grandparents. I used to live in Arizona and like my family's there and I was always like close, and like now I'm like significantly far away because like West Coast, East Coast. Yeah. So it's like I just feel bad as I get older not being close to them and not being like able to like drive or like come over, because I used to like go over for dinner twice a week. So that's a lot. And then he's also getting surgery like in a couple weeks for his heart. So just like, I was just overwhelmed and like really emotional. I'm already an emotional person, but I was just crying a lot last week and it was just a lot to handle. That's also why I just didn't want to record last week. I just wasn't fun or entertaining. Yeah, so that was a pit for sure.
That's sad. I'm sorry. It's okay. We've already talked
about this. Yes,
yes. Camera, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. But like, he's doing better now. And I'm going actually next week to see him for his birthday. His birthday's April 2nd. So I'm very excited to see him. Cute. And my family's going to be there. And just excited.
Are you going to get him a present?
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to get him, though. Like, I don't know. I'm probably going to go to Costco. Because, okay, like, he always, like, points out things at Costco that he likes. So we'll probably go grocery shopping one day while I'm there. I'll probably drive and take him and probably get something, like, for, like, the backyard or something. Because they have one of those, like, blow-up hot tubs. And it's actually gigantic. Me and Kevin were in it when we were in there in Arizona recently. And it's huge. So I'm like, maybe something, like, along those lines for the yard.
Okay, cute.
He likes that kind of stuff. But those were my pits. Also, just want to give a shout-out to Carly. She had her live show for Real with Carly Weinstein last week. That's the day my grandpa had a stroke, so I wasn't there. There was no beef. don't even start. So happy for her. Like, seemed really cool. You went, obviously.
Yeah, I went. It was great. They did a great job. It was in a really cool space. It's like in
Union Square. Wall. The walls looked really cool with like the sayings and stuff.
And it was really well like put together. They had like Dig cater it. It was great. And they talked a lot about just like body positivity. And not, or sorry, actually, that was the opposite of what they talked about. They talked about body neutrality. And she had a registered dietitian and a psychologist that like specialized in, I'm not sure if it was eating disorders or what, but they talked a lot about obviously just like general things that people have like food anxiety about or whatever, body issues, all of that. It was like a great,
well, like a good group together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
did,
yeah,
like a lot of research to like get that kind of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And it was just like, I mean, any woman I think could have sat there and fully related, even if you have not had an eating disorder. I'm sure everyone has had just thoughts related to anything they discussed and everything like that. So I thought it was great.
Cool. My peak was, I went to look at cars last week, a couple weeks ago, I guess now. And I found a car that I like, and I'm hopefully going to get it this weekend when we go to Kevin's parents for Easter.
That's fun.
Yeah. I never wanted a car in the city. It was never my plan, never my truth. But I love, we rent cars like me and you, we both do on Turo extremely often. And the prices go up in summer, and I just do it more frequently in summer. I'm just like, I think a car would make sense. Yeah. And parking is ass in New York, but like I have a place that has like a deal for parking, so it makes it not as bad. And we go to Kevin's parents like all the time, take the train, but taking the train with two dogs and two sets of golf clubs is just not realistic.
Yeah, for sure.
So
yeah, that's fun.
I'm excited about that.
That is, yeah.
I'm also just excited to go to drive-thrus because I love to eat in the car. Like nothing makes me, there's no place I'd rather, which sounds probably crazy, but I love eating in a vehicle.
I do too, honestly.
Like it's comforting, and just with the music on in a car, eating is so like brings me back to like high school. Like I just feel like good inside. I don't know how to explain it. I feel like people can probably relate. No, I don't know. It makes sense to me, and I'm looking forward to having the comfort of being able to get in a car, go to a drive-thru, and sit in my car and eat and listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, that's a vibe. I fully get that.
So yeah, that's my peak and my bit.
Okay, love.
What about you? Probably guess your pit. I mean,
yeah. Well, my pit was gonna be something else, and I don't remember what it was gonna be. But obviously, yeah, getting punched in the head wasn't great. That's why we were supposed to record yesterday. I was walking to Jazz's when I got punched in the head. That I'm not even gonna go into the whole.
Not every. You always just not everyone follows okay. us on all every right. single thing.
Okay, I guess, but
some people are just listeners.
Okay,
I just want to be able to. For everyone okay. to have their info.
I just don't like, I don't want people that are like, bitch, I heard this fucking story already, but whatever. You can fast forward. Yeah, I was literally walking here to record the podcast and I just like kind of gone a block from my apartment. And like, it is a Monday morning at 9:45 or like 10 a.m. The streets are empty where I'm walking. And so I do this every time I walk to your apartment. Yeah. Like, it's a work day. I'm fucking working while I'm walking. So I'm like sending emails and stuff to my manager and just like responding to stuff. And so my head is like down on my phone, but I'm like aware, obviously, if somebody's in the general vicinity of like my peripheral vision. But this guy had just come out of nowhere. He was walking. And I would assume that probably this sidewalk was empty. It was me, him, and it's a huge, I was on 7th Avenue, so it's a huge sidewalk. It's not like a tiny little whatever. There's ample room. And this one girl was like behind me a little ways further back, but we were the only people on the sidewalk. I'm assuming this guy was walking a dog, and I'm assuming he just maybe was angry that day. I don't know. And I would assume that he was able to see like, oh, she's coming and she's not looking. I can do this kind of like, I don't think it was I'm going to go out on the street and just like punch a woman in the face. But I feel like he probably saw the opportunity and took it. So like, I think he purposely walked directly at me because if he had any
other space,
like there was so much. Yeah. He could have easily just stepped 1 foot to the side of me. It's not like whatever. And so all of a sudden I just am on the fucking ground and I'm like, what? I was like, my head's like spinning. I'm like, oh my God. Cause I didn't obviously see it coming. And then my AirPods were on my head and they like flew off my head. And the like piece that connects to your AirPod was also like, so I'm like scattering, picking it up. And he's screaming at me and just standing there after I think he might have elbowed me now that I'm like analyzing the situation more. I don't know if he like, it was a full with his full force, like either elbow or punch. I don't know which one. But I was like scrambling, picking up my stuff and he's screaming at me. And I was just like scared and I was like, oh my God, what the fuck just happened? And I almost felt embarrassed. Like, oh my God, that was my fault at first. I was like, oh God, like I hit him or something.
I thought that's just like being a woman. Like your first instinct is always like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think I said, I'm sorry. And then I was like so freaked out and I like grabbed all my stuff and I like ran away. And then at first I was just kind of like dazed. So I was like, oh wait, where did I even get hit? I didn't even know what happened. And then I like start just feeling like this blood rushing to the side of my head. And I was like, what the fuck? And then I like opened my camera app because I was like, oh, maybe I'm being dramatic. And I was like, I'll just tell Jazz when I get to the podcast. And then I like look at my camera and I'm like, oh my God. Like it was within 5 seconds, obviously. Yeah. Like I had a big goose egg forming or whatever. That's like a normal, like that's just, I guess that's how your body starts to like heal as it sends all the, I don't know. And so I was like, oh my God. So then I called Jazz and then I felt kind of like I was going to pass out because it was just so much pressure rushing to my head. I was obviously
like, you're also just like in shock from the entire situation happening.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah. It was just like so crazy. Like, I don't know. My thing though. So then I like went back to my apartment and then I, went to urgent care and they were like, the guy literally, it was 2 seconds. He was like, can you see? I'm like, yeah. He's like, are you vomiting? I'm like, no. He's like, okay, you're fine. I'm like, all right, cool.
I feel like it's better to be safe than sorry.
No. Yeah, for sure. Like, not bad, obviously, to go get it looked at. Everyone's like, you need a CT scan. Like, everyone was convincing me I had brain bleeding. And I was like, started to get anxiety. And then I started to feel nauseous from the anxiety. And I was like, oh my God. Like, whatever. I was like, I just can't read through these TikTok comments. Like,
yeah,
I'm okay. I don't need people diagnosing me. But yeah, really crazy. The police came to my apartment and they... It was like two officers and they were, you know, asking me. And I guess because fucking like the priest. So where I live is one precinct, but because I was walking on the other side of 7th Avenue, I wasn't walking on the east side of 7th Avenue. I was walking on the west side of 7th Avenue. I had to cross the street basically that falls into the other precinct. So the officers that had come like don't cover that area technically because it was like 5 feet over the line, which is fine, obviously. But so then they were like, they just came and like took down all the information and then reported it to another. And then they're like, an officer or like a detective from that precinct will get in contact with you. So I'm like, okay, they haven't yet. I don't know. We'll see. It's just, to me, I'm like, I'm not trying to downplay this the situation, but at the same time, like, if you live in like the middle of fucking Missouri and you get punched in the head, I'm sure the police are like, oh my God, we're getting this guy tonight. He's going to jail. Like, you're going to find.
There's so much happening in New York.
So much happens. Like, people were almost like making me feel bad. Like, you're not doing enough. Like, he's going to do this to other women. It's your responsibility. I'm like, yes, it is. But at the same time, it's like, there are people getting murdered, people getting pushed in the subway tracks and dying. Like, there is really bad shit happening here, and not to downplay the situation, but that's probably on the priority list. Like, a girl getting a fucking welt on her head is not top priority. There's people dying, you know?
I saw like 4 videos on my free page yesterday of people that also got punched in the same like area you did.
Well, so this is my thing with that. So I have never gotten more mentions in my life. Like, if you saw my TikTok, like, the comments are crazy. Obviously, that video is super viral, which I was, why am I always going fucking viral for assault? Like, sexual with Miami and Starbucks, now this. I'm like, oh God. And like, when you Google my name, like, that's the shit that comes up. I'm like, okay. But anyway, the mentions, I have probably like 30,000 mentions in these videos. Not kidding. It's crazy. But this is the thing. When I first posted that video, I got tagged right away in that girl's video, because I'd assume people started searching like girl getting punched in the head in subway or in street in New York or whatever. And that video, like other people's videos that had also made those videos popped up. This girl that had made a video that's also going like pretty big. When I clicked on that video, it was posted over a week ago and it had 100 likes. Like, it had no views. Like, that girl had posted the video, had gotten zero traction, like whatever. Then I would assume people started searching. So then these, now all of these videos from, they're all old. I saw like one or two
was
girls.
Also yesterday.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
But I'm saying, so then all these videos started going, I'm not trying to be like, I made these videos go viral, but obviously my situation started to like blow up because of the welt on my head. I'm sure people are like, oh my God, then searching this. So then all these videos from a long time ago are now popping up on everybody's For You page. So then I'm seeing all these people make videos. Oh my God, 13 girls got punched in the head today in New York City. And it's like, no, like those videos are old. And I just don't want to be the person that, like, I don't know. I feel like a little bit is like fear-mongering / TikTok. No. Like, obviously just knowing those videos are doing well, so pushing it onto everybody's page and making it seem like this crazy thing that like so many girls are getting punched in the head, which I'm not diminishing anybody's experience. Obviously that shit does happen. And like those girls obviously were punched in the head. It just wasn't all on the same day. And it's not a super common thing, I would probably say.
My thing also is like, this stuff also does also happen every day, but not everyone has a platform where they make a video about it. Like, you just don't hear about it. It's like, shit happens every single day. And everyone's like, don't go to New York. This girl made a video yesterday. Be like, I'm canceling my trip to New York because this has happened yesterday. Okay. If that's your source of information, like, shit happens here literally all the time.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate.
It also happens everywhere. Like, this girl made a video when she, it was like almost ironic because she used me as the person for it. And she goes, This is why you shouldn't go to New York. You need to move to Miami because this shit doesn't happen here. I'm like, the first time I ever was like harassed and that whole thing happened in Starbucks was in Miami. This stuff happens all over the world, and there's way worse stuff happening all over the world. Like, again, I'm not trying to, people are like, you're victim blaming yourself. I don't even know. I'm getting all of the shit, but it's like, this stuff happens everywhere. And I just don't want to make, I've lived in New York for 6 years. I've never, ever, ever felt unsafe or had anything like this ever happen. And I would probably say that I don't expect this to happen again to me. It was probably a really weird whack situation. Definitely like made me like give me a little reality check, like, okay, like be a little more aware, because I feel like I've lived so much in delusion where I'm like, nothing can happen. And obviously it can, so be aware. But I don't want people to think that New York is this horrendous place where people are just getting decked in the face every day. And I don't know, definitely like be aware. I'm also getting used, like, this fucking Barstool guy posted my video. It is really crazy to see the switch up, because like my comments are all the girlies mostly, and they're so nice, and they're all just like, I'm so sorry this happened, this is so scary, da da da. This Barstool guy on Insta, of course it's on fucking Instagram reels too, that's how you know it's bad. I did not give consent to use these videos or anything. If just girls, if you're out there, if Barstool ever asks to post your videos,
say no.
No, you're not,
say no.
Like, because
that's where they were able to do it, because they normally always have to fill out, you have to fill out the form for them to be able to do it.
Because I think it was just a guy report, it was like him talking in the video, it wasn't just them reposting my video, right? It was like him in front of it.
Yeah.
And so anyway,
I'm like DMing Dave.
No, legit. I'm like,
I'm like, hey, Miss Peaches would not approve.
Miss Peaches would not approve, literally. And he had posted my video, and his video wasn't even bad. It was like, it was just kind of him being like, whatever. And by the end, he's like, because my swelling went down from that thing, he's like, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this was just an ad for Sweet Green. And I was like, okay. Because it didn't leave a permanent, like, whatever. It doesn't mean that, like, God, that didn't, whatever. But then you click on the comments, and they're so horrible, obviously. Like, I expect nothing less. They're like, she fucking deserved it. Like, honestly, punch her again. Like, the rare case where I hate the victim more than the assassin. Like, da-da-da. Like, all of the comments are horrible. And I'm like, okay. And it's weird. Obviously, they're all just fucking men. But it is really crazy that, like, men on Instagram Reels really do think that way. And they're just,
men are,
like,
scary. They're scary. I'm not even, like, agreed, genuinely. But I'm glad you're okay. You freaked me out when you called me.
I know. Well, we had pranked Kevin this weekend that I got punched in the face.
I did.
We literally thought this, it was
so,
like,
karma.
It was, no, I seriously was like, this is my karma. Because we were, like, out at Serena's birthday, and we were like, let's say I got punched in the face. So we devised a little plan. We put literally tart maracuja juicy lip on my fucking eyeball.
Kevin's like so concerned. He's like, what? Who? And he doesn't even get like that. He was so stressed out.
Our acting was fucking selling it. And we were like, this is just so funny. And I was just eating it up, whatever. And I've never, ever, ever, like, even talked about getting punched in the face. I've never pretended that ever. Like, that's not a common bit I do, anything. It was just, like, random. And then the next day,
it happened.
I get punched in the face, actually. And I call her, and I'm like, she's actually, I'm the boy who cried wolf. I'm like, she's not going to fucking,
no, I was me. Like, I was like, what? And then you turned when you were crying, and I saw the well. I was like, oh, she's, you're being, like, dead ass. I'm like, I'm in my purse. I'm like, no.
Yeah, the well, you're like, you can't do that with tart maracuja.
Like, yeah, no. And, like, I called Kevin to tell him about it too. I was like, oh, she's okay, but, like, this will happen. He's like, I was like, I'm being serious this time. Like, I know it's probably really hard to believe considering this was not even 24 hours ago, yeah, but, like, I'm so dead ass. He's like, oh my God, Miss McGookin.
Fully my karma, like, actually 100%, which is fine.
Speaking of the weekend, we went to Serena's birthday party. Obviously, that was great. She is honestly an icon. Like,
yeah,
I respect her commitment to everything she does. Like, it's actually so, her vision, like, I don't know how she comes up with this shit, genuinely. Like, you walk in, funeral music, pictures of her all on the wall, candles.
Like, if you don't know, Serena Kerrigan was turning 30, so obviously she was saying goodbye to her youth, like her 20s. So she threw a funeral for her youth.
Yes, it was just there were so many elements and aspects that, like, made it what, I was like, how does your brain?
It was really crazy. Like, it was so crazy, like, decorated and everything. And there's photos of her everywhere. The TVs were playing, like, these videos of her. Like, the amount of effort that went into, yeah, this party is actually crazy. She had so many, like, different photographers there. Like, the drinks were all, like, so custom to every. It was so, so insane. But she killed it. It was at the Skylark, too, which is so funny because that's, like, a place I used to go underage to get frozen rosé that was, like, $26. And it was funny to be back there as, like, this in is your this life. And I'm like, yeah, oh, what the fuck? But it's a really cool spot. You can see, like, the Empire State Building and stuff. It's really pretty. Yeah.
After her birthday, we went to Bleecker Street and just had a good time there. You know, everyone was, like, really nice that day. And it wasn't too crowded to where I could, like, really move, which, yeah, which I always appreciate
because it was late as fuck. By the time we got there, it was like 12:30.
Yeah.
Which usually we go a lot earlier. So it was very, like, it was a little more chilled out at that point, but that was fun.
Met a lot of nice people. Although someone said, like, two things. I got, you look way happier in person. I'm like, I think I look pretty happy online. Granted, I complain a lot, but, like, I look happy.
That's just a weird comment to me. You look happier in person.
Like, and I was like, oh, she's like, yeah. And I was like, okay. And then another person, like, you look prettier in person. Then she was, like, drunk, though. And she's like, but I don't mean it that way. Like, and she just, I was like, I'm not, I, it's a compliment. I'm good. Like, yeah. I promise. Like,
no,
but
yeah.
It's just like, it just,
it sounds condescending, but I'm sure she meant it. And, yeah, like, oh my God, you're even prettier in person. That's a better thing.
I would wait, but even if not, I would way rather be prettier in person than, yeah, online.
Agree. But I think even prettier in person is probably how you want to word it. Not, you're, oh wow, you're prettier in person. Like, that sounds like so ugly online, but it's like even prettier is like, oh my God, you're beautiful online, but like you're even more stunning in person. And that's like a nice compliment.
Yeah, everyone was really nice that night. Like, we didn't run into them, like yeah, bad vibes.
We rarely
do, but it's always like, I always feel happy when we don't have any bad vibes.
Yeah, agree. We did, this guy comes up and because Well, first of all, yeah, like, this guy came up, and why did he come up? He's like,
oh, fuck, I wish I remembered.
He was just, he was trying to, like, talk to us, and so she immediately goes, hi, I'm Hallie, and I just go, hi, I'm Jazz.
And nothing is better than when you start a bit and your friend doesn't even like blink. They're just like with it.
Yeah. And we just start eating it up. We're basically telling him that she wrote Eli's book.
Yeah. I'm like, I wrote a book. She's like, I'm like, I'm a published author. She's like, yeah, she wrote. I didn't know I needed this.
And I'm like, I'm broken. We're roommates and she left me. And I'm like, she's moving out because she got rich and so fucking annoying. And then
he's like, I'm a server at American Bar. He's like, I've never been there. She's like, oh, I work on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Like, just ask for Jazz.
Yeah, I was like, come in. He's like, could you give me some free food? I'm like, of course. Like, I'm like,
we're, okay. We're talking for a hot minute, too. And it's funny because Kevin's just watching this all play out. And we're just, like, having a good time.
And then I guess somebody had come up to Kevin and said, like, he's like, isn't that your girlfriend? Like, talking to that guy. Yeah. And Kevin's like, yeah. And he's like, aren't you going to go get her? And then Kevin's like, he's like, no, I honestly just feel bad for the guy. Which is so valid. So funny. That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but it was a good time.
This is my thing, though, about that guy. He'd never heard of fucking American Bar. I'm like, how are you at Bleecker Street Bar, which is the most basic bar in New York right now, and you've never heard of American Bar?
Yeah, and it's like
the most basic restaurant?
Yeah, but then... Oh, also, we got to meet... we met a bunch of people out at... Bleecker Street Bar. So like Carly came, Bran came, Hallie came.
Yeah.
Well, other Hallie.
We were with we were like at Bleecker Street, yeah, and this guy is with this girl, and this girl's a 10 out of 10 stunner. Like beautiful. Like she was wearing this white dress and I was like just staring.
We're staring at her. We're talking about her for a good 5 minutes.
Like, she's fucking eating. Like we were just like, oh my god, like everything was serving like especially body, because
everyone in that bar was wearing black.
Yeah.
And she's wearing white,
this like white bodycon dress to the floor, and she's just like fucking stunning, and she's with this guy, and we're just like, how did he pull her? Like, no offense to the guy, obviously, we're just like, damn,
no offense.
And then offense. I'm just like kidding. He was like absolutely no shame to him. It was just like, this girl's like 10 out of 10, and we're like, what's going on here? Then the guy makes eye contact with us, and he's like staring at us, and he walks over, and we're literally like scared. I'm like, what the like, fuck?
Did he hear us talking about him?
Like legit. And he's like, you know Carly Weinstein? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, I went to high school with her, like da-da-da. And we're like, oh, what the fuck? And it was like really
funny.
5 minutes
later, here comes Carly.
Yeah. And then Carly showed up, and then she was like, oh my god. And it was really fucking funny. Oh yeah, we were with Bran. Sorry, we were with Bran. That he came, Hallie, who else came?
Kennedy's friend Eric from there. Austin, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like the crew, people. And then we left to go to...
Our friend Rob was like at this house party. He had texted me about it like days prior, and I was just like, okay. And then we were all out, so I was like, all right, let's like pull up. Carly was texting him, and he invited us. So we go over... And it was like, what time at this point? Like, it was like 1:30 a.m., 2 a.m. Yeah, very late.
Easily.
And
by the way, this was like maybe a 2 minute walk, right?
Yeah.
You know, I hailed a taxi and Kevin pulled me out of it. He's like, you're not.
I am not kidding when I tell you, like, granted, we were not wearing jackets. Like, Jazz and I were in like literal sleeveless tops. And it was fucking freezing cold.
Tequila was not my blanket, okay? And I'm not a hoe anymore, so I get cold.
I get it, but I... And I get it. And I agree with that. But it's like, it was a actual 2 minute walk. Like it was one block down. Like a taxi actually would have like,
they would have been mad at me.
Started and stopped. Like, I don't even know how they could charge you for that ride. It was like actually crazy. Yeah. Jazz was like, I'm hailing a taxi, whatever. Yeah. Kevin's
like, absolutely not. No. He like picked it up. He's like, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is valid. So then we walk, we get there, we like run inside, and it's in this,
there's
like
probably 10 of us.
Yeah, 10
Kevin,
of us.
Kevin counted, there was 10 of us.
Okay. There's 10 of us. We go, it's like probably, I mean, it was like a walk-up building clearly, but there was this like rickety-ass elevator. It looked like a service elevator. I did not want to get in this thing, but I'm like kind of drunk. Everyone's piling into it, so I'm like, all right. And I'm like the first couple of people in it. But by the time we get in it, we are 10 people like packed like sardines. Like
yeah.
We are like, you cannot move in this elevator, okay? Then we hit the up button and the door closes. Will not go up. We're just stuck. Like the door will not open. We're hitting every button. Will not go.
And at this point, I'm like, this is so funny. Like, what a funny thing for the bit. Like, can't wait for it to open. Couple minutes in, no longer funny to me personally.
Not funny.
And
at
I
all.
Watch a lot of like crazy like first responder shows. Okay, there's so many episodes about people getting stuck in elevators and it going really poorly and people like shit happening that I'm like traumatized. Okay,
I also just don't fuck with elevators like that. My mom has like elevator anxiety and she's traumatized, like put that on to me, like pass that trauma to me or anxiety to me, I guess. So I'm like not having it. I'm literally making like Kevin, I'm like, grab the drawer, like try to pull it open. Like Kevin's gonna fucking pull open this stainless steel elevator heavy ass door. I'm like, just pull.
Then I'm like, you're gonna fuck up your fingers. Get out of there.
Yeah, like it's gonna like, I don't even know. So we can't get it open. We're like freaking the fuck out. Finally, I think these other people had come down. We're like, please hit the button. They finally, if you hit it from the outside, you were able to open it, but inside you couldn't.
No. More people were coming to the party. So when they came in, they tried to go in the elevator. That's what opened it.
Oh, okay. And it's like, it's just a janky elevator. Oh my God. So we're freaking the fuck out. And then finally the door opens. We get out and we're like, oh my God. We walk up the stairs. It's like two flights up.
Yeah.
We're
like, there's no need.
Somebody goes, I think Brandon, he's like, I fucking hate Americans. I'm like, that's so valid. Like everyone was just lazy as fuck, like getting in this elevator when we could have walked up two flights of stairs.
I wish I could hear my 911 recording of me being like, hi, like we're stuck in an elevator. Like, what's that? What's the address? What's the address? Like trying to get it. And then like it opens. Okay, actually, never mind. Thanks so much. Have the best night. Appreciate you.
Oh yeah. Forgot to say that you called 911. Like we called 911 two times in one week because I had to call 911 for getting punched. So just rough week, honestly,
but the party was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, it was a really cool space.
Yeah, I love like just like it was like an open loft. It was like I love a house party. There was nothing better than a house party with a good group of people.
Yeah, no, really, really fun.
And no one wants to have house parties anymore.
I know, I agree,
especially like because like New York, it's like no one has the room. Fucking space. Yeah, no, exactly. No. But I love a house party. I also just like love a good group of people that are like down to have a good time. Yeah. Like no beef, no drama, just like good drinks and vibes.
It was. And I wasn't going to drink that night, but then I'm glad I got convinced to go out because I had a really good time. It's always those nights where you like have the best time.
And that's why I almost always say yes, because then I feel like I'm going to miss out on a fun night like that. Yeah, I would
have been pissed, obviously.
Also, like imagine if you weren't there for the elevator story. Like, oh, like we had the crazy.
I know.
That's like simply just not that interesting, but it's like.
Would have been glad to not be there for the elevator.
Like, not like when someone tells a story and like you're not there for it, like, oh, like, damn.
All right. I also am laughing because it was like 3:45 a.m. maybe. It's like, or like, I don't even know, 3:30 a.m., like super late. And Bran was like staying. I think he was going to stay with Carly.
Yeah.
He's hammered, mind you. Like,
so done.
Like, he's his shoes are off in this party. He's like, I'm fucking like, he's vibing, okay? And I can just see it in his eyes. He's like drunk as fuck. He is like, I'm going back to Philly. He books a train at 4 a.m. and like goes back to Philly.
He's like, I'm sleeping in my own bed.
Which I get. But it's like at that point, by the time you get home, it's morning. Yeah. Like it's the next day. You didn't even sleep. Like whatever. Yeah. Which I get it. Whatever. I'm honestly like that too, where I'd be like, I just need to like book it home. Like I just can't be here anymore. But it was just so funny. I also think Hallie got on a flight like
to Miami.
She's in Palm Beach right now. I saw it on her story. She like literally got on a flight the next day too. I'm like, y'all are wild for that. Like
I barely made it to brunch with Kevin's parents the next morning.
Yeah.
And like we were fully 30 minutes late.
Yeah.
Kevin's like, we're gonna be late. I'm like, no, we'll be fine. I'm like, hey guys, sorry. I'm like, hugs and kisses.
That's so funny.
Granted, we put in the wrong address. I heard the wrong address, so I put the wrong address in. So that was also why.
Yeah.
But I'm just like drinking my water, like shaking. They're like, do you want a glass of wine? Like Kevin's like, have some wine. I'm like, oh no, I'm okay. Like, I'm like, we had kind of a long night last night. She's like, oh okay, never mind.
That's so funny.
Wasn't doing well.
Hair of the dog honestly does do the trick though. But
yeah, I thought about it, but I had like 3 Diet Cokes.
Yeah.
At lunch, brunch, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Ruby Frankie. This shit has been all over my For You page. It is the most insane thing to me. Like, I actually cannot believe that. Do you know who this is?
I have only seen it on my page recently. I saw a video of the EMT when they did their, like caught them, basically. And I kind of went down a rabbit hole after that.
Yeah. Basically, I don't know the full... Like, I'm going to give loose details because, like, I don't want to say things as a fact and because I'm getting this information mostly from TikTok. And also, I'm not obviously 100% educated on the whole story. But I guess, so Ruby Frankie has this, like, family vlog YouTube channel called 8 Passengers. And she has 6 kids and then a husband. Not sure if her and the husband are still together. I think that they are. I don't know. And I think a couple of the kids are older. Like, one of them are, like, 19, 20 and stuff. Like, don't live with her anymore. But the two youngest ones, I believe, a son and daughter, are the ones that I think were the main victims of the... They were the main victims of the abuse, but... Which is so crazy that she's, like, basically giving parenting advice online all the time. Yeah. And it is like already you look at things like that, because I think that it when it comes to family channels, there's already a line where it's like what's appropriate to put. Because like, I don't want to get hate for this, but sometimes the people that are like, if you put your child online at all, you're a horrible person. And I'm like,
I think there's like a definitely like a balance. Like it's a tough like line to walk, but I think there's definitely like things that are like, okay, that's definitely not right.
Yeah, like she would like set up a camera and start disciplining her child or yelling at them or filming that's them getting in wild. Trouble, which is super crazy. Like all of basically everything that she put online of her children is completely past the line, so inappropriate. But it's like sharing that you have a child or parts like of like I'm at Target and your kid's like sitting in the fucking shopping cart while you're like showing what, you know, things like that. It's like people that say that you shouldn't even put your child's face online because it's going to be child porn is a little bit ridiculous. But obviously there are lines with that, like Ren Eleanor stuff, if you've seen that.
Yeah.
Like dressing your child in crop tops and knowing what's happening. That's also very weird. But I think
also the channels that are just the kid and not the parent. Like, yeah. That's so I'm like, that's, you know what? That's very, very weird.
I also just don't really like channels in general that have, even if it's a joint account where it's like,
like there's one that I really don't like. It's, a mom and a daughter. I think her name's the daughter's name is Scarlett, something like that. And I've seen some crazy videos of like, I'm just, I really don't like
it. Is the girl, she has like really curly hair and the mom does her hair. Yes. Yeah.
And she's like yelled at her and like hit her like on videos. I'm like, what are you doing? Like on live stuff. I'm like, this is frightening.
I just don't, I think that you should be the center of your content. And if your kids
happen to be,
are a part, like occasionally a part of it, it's like, okay, that's fine. I don't think that's inappropriate if you're not
having
like,
a full-fledged like family channel is just
we're letting things people know personal details about your kids and stuff like that where it's like people just know that you have a kid and he likes trucks and that's the extent of it and occasionally it's like a little TikTok sound where he's on your hip and you're holding it whatever all that's to me not crossing a line but definitely like I've never even watched Ruby Frankie's like vlogs and just the clips I've seen it's actually so insane the things that she would record of her kids.
What's so weird to me though is like I normally don't see these people until something happens, but then once it happens you see all these videos of, like of shit that was happening and I'm like how was no one like oh hey
that's probably this, not okay
like this might be concerning like I don't understand how that happens.
The first video I ever saw of Ruby Frankie was like a meme. It was her like crying like sobbing crying and she basically was it was just her and she was like telling this story of how she went into the principal's office at her kid's school and they have to do these like required performances or whatever. And so they were doing like a TikTok dance at the, in the thing. And it was to the song, I believe Apple Bottom Jeans. And they were only using like a small part. She was like, these songs are immoral and that you allow this in schools is like whatever. And the principal's like, yeah, we're going to allow like, it's part of pop culture. Like it had no inappropriate like lyrics, but she's like, the whole song has inappropriate lyrics though. But they're like, but the part we're using doesn't. And she was like sobbing, crying, like pitching this huge fit. And it's so crazy to think that like she cared that much if her kids were dancing to Apple Bottom Jeans, but is actually
abusing them,
abusing them and not feeding them. It's like, what? Like it is. I think she's genuinely like severely sick in the head, obviously, because I saw like entries of her like journal entries and the things that she was writing about her kids. Like she believes there's like evil in her kids that she needs to get out of them. Like she was making the kids every day, wouldn't feed them, was taking them to this cemetery and making them walk around barefoot pulling weeds. And there was like broken glass all over the ground and stuff and like whatever. And she thought that they needed to like it was like to teach them to like get stronger. It was extremely bizarre. And then they were like held up in her business partner's like fucking safe room dungeon type
shit. I saw the video of that. That's
so weird. They were like hog tied up and then they were like rubbing. Honestly, I don't know how that boy escaped. That's what I wonder. Because he went to like two neighbors' house and like he, oh my gosh, it's so sad. He looked like so scared in those videos and like,
no, it's
so crazy.
It's very messed up.
Yeah, but I've been down a rabbit hole of that shit, and I'm like, that lady is so awful, but I don't know. I wonder how long she'll go to jail for and stuff.
I feel like a significant amount of time.
I guess she got, like, four sentences of 15 years, but Utah has this law that you can only, you can't do more than, like, so she, the most she could get is, like, 30 years, I believe.
Damn.
I don't know, though.
That's wild.
again, take that all with a grain of salt and do your own research on that situation. I am getting that information from TikTok, so some of it could be off.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, Nara Smith. I love her. Like, I'm obsessed. But I'm like, how is she doing all of that, like, every day? I feel like that shit takes so long. And I mean, I don't believe... I don't think that when she's like, my kids really want a grilled cheese, this is what I made them for lunch. There's no way that you're like, this is what I'm making my kids for lunch, because it takes so long to, like, make that bread and everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess if you start really early in the morning, by the time
it's lunch. Yeah, I feel like the stuff like that I see her film, like, it's like throughout, like it's like, we're making this for dinner. So it's like, starts the cheese in the morning type. Like, she's making lasagna for dinner, starts the cheese in the morning. I'm like, if like all you're doing during the day is filming this cooking video, like, I can see how you easily get that done. But I'm also like, your kids' cravings probably weren't like, oh, at 8 a.m. I want a grilled cheese for breakfast, and then I'm going to have it made by 9 a.m. I think there's obviously, like, timelines to it. But I feel like she's so good at it. She, like, knows. If you make cheese 3 times a week, you probably get pretty fucking good at making cheese.
For sure. But I'm, like, wondering, because, like, my thing is, I'm like, how do you have the time of the day? I'm imagining, like, because they're very well shot videos too, and very well edited. So I'm like, does she have an editor? Because I'm like, if she's editing all that.
Has an editor, I can see that.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, if she's editing all that footage herself and making all that and being a mother to children, I'm like, that's so insane. Also, I thought that, I don't want to call her a bitch. I thought that girl was fucking, like, 5 months pregnant. She is so tiny, and she's literally about to give birth. Yeah. I mean, I guess I will say, this is the one thing. She is 6 foot tall, so I'm sure there's a lot more room in her abdomen for it to be, like, more vertical. But she, like, from everything I've seen, I was like, oh, there's no, I mean, I don't know much about pregnancy.
Oh, I thought she was, like, there.
You thought she was, like, 40, like, ready to pop?
Yeah, because she's, I feel like when, like, you're already small to begin with and you get pregnant, like, you look, when you're about to pop, you're still smaller.
I'm like, can I be like that? I'm like, her belly's, like, pretty tiny. Like,
I feel like it's proportionate to, like, her body.
I guess
body.
If that's, she's, that's like, 6 foot. Yeah. She also probably has a long torso. I feel like I have the shortest fucking torso in the world. My belly's about to be out to, like, here. But I'm just like, damn, like, she, like, looks so tiny, I feel. But she's so fucking pretty. I'm like,
oh, she's stunning.
I know. I'm like, oh my God.
I think she's like, also just like, I think when also the fact that she really enjoys the cooking aspect and, like, knowing what's in stuff and, like, making it from scratch and stuff, it makes it easier for her to do it as often and the way that she does, because she's, like, is having fun and, like, enjoys doing it herself.
Yeah. I just want to know. Well, it's also weird because I see her getting some hate for, like, people will be like, this isn't realistic, which it's like, I hate when people say, this isn't realistic.
She never said it was.
No one ever said it was. She's already rich. She's married to Lucky Blue Smith, who's like a, like, 2014 Tumblr model. Like, you think that's fucking realistic? Like, just work with? Like, what? But also, it is just, like, to me, it's, like, a different form of wealth and luxury. Like, some people have, like, a bunch of Birkins and stuff. Like, she has the access and, like,
you
money
and resources.
You know
what the craziest part to me of all of this was?
What?
That she lives in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. I thought she was in, like, fucking, I don't even know where I thought she was, but never would I have guessed Dallas, Texas.
I wouldn't either. I guess when you look at the house, though, it's giving Dallas when you think about it, like, the things that I've seen of it. Because, like, I feel like in Dallas, you can get a little more, not that, I mean, they already are fucking loaded. It's not like they need a bang for their buck, but, like, that's just
I was
giving.
Just shocked that they were, like their home base was in Dallas, number one. And, like, I saw them going to, like, this mall that I used to go to when I lived in Dallas. I was like, what the fuck? You live in Dallas?
Yeah, that is crazy.
But also, like, they eat out a lot, too. Like, she doesn't do, like, the cooking, like, every, and they order in, like, they do more stuff, and she also said that she doesn't do the cleaning.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, that also is a big part of it, is, like, doing the cleaning. Yeah. And she meal preps. Like, she posts videos, like, of her meal prepping things that make her meals easier within the week, which she uses in, like, those other recipes.
Yeah, that's true too.
But, like, I'm a Nara Smith defender, because, like,
same,
but I wasn't saying that you were shitting on her. I'm saying in general, because I just think she's like you should be doing this. There's some people who come online are like, if you can't do this, like, you're a shitty wife, you're a shitty mother, you know? She's just like, this is what I do, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. And she also, like, takes the comments, and she, like, she can, like, laugh or, like, would do whatever. Like, I think she's very sweet, and, like, she's a good mom. I also love that she, like, doesn't show her kids.
Yeah.
She'll show, like, the back of, like, their head, like, doing their hair or things like that, but she never shows her face.
But, like, I saw photos of, like, them, like, from, I would assume, like, she doesn't post them on TikTok, obviously, but she must have used to post them, like, when she wasn't as popular or whatever, because I've seen photos of them. They're so fucking pretty. Gorgeous. They have like the most bright blue eyes. They're just giving like Tumblr kids. I'm like, two Tumblr like fucking like parents make a beautiful Tumblr kid. I'm like, it makes sense. But yeah, crazy. But
also, like, I think she has a personality. I think she's like very nice. Like, I just like her, how she like, she loves being a mom and she loves cooking. And like, she says like, this is what works for her.
Yeah. I also saw her wedding dress. Have you seen
it? Yeah.
Her? Mm-hmm. She looks so fucking good. I'm like, I'm just like such a fan. I did see people are like, she's lying about her age, which
I saw that too.
I don't think, I don't know. She like, she, to me, she doesn't look 22, but she just seems mature. It's not like, yeah, oh, she doesn't look it in the face. It's just like the way she goes about everything in her little like side swoop gives like a little bit older, I feel.
For sure. But she also like made a video like not addressing, but while addressing every like hateful or like assumption or question that she's been getting, and like, and get ready with me, and like read everyone to filth. And I'm like, she would have nothing to gain by lying.
Yeah, I agree. I
think, and if there was like assumptions out there, like whether it was this one or that one, she didn't address it, one thing. Like, but if she addressed it and says, this is what I am, who are you not to believe it?
Yeah, that is true. And I don't know. It is crazy, like, to think she's doing all that at 22. She's like fucking has, and
she
like,
she speaks like a bunch of languages too.
I know. Well, that's also, I feel like people who like are able to speak multiple languages, like, because she's not, I don't know, she's from Germany, I think, yeah, right? So it's like, it's so fucking like nice that most like people from Europe or anywhere besides fucking America can speak multiple languages, and I just feel like that automatically makes you smarter.
Oh, I totally agree. I wish I failed Spanish like fucking 4 or 5 times in high school. Like, I didn't have it in me.
But this is the thing, this is what pisses me off the most. My dad is fully fluent in Spanish. My dad was a linguist,
Corey,
for the,
my king,
yeah. And but my dad had to like learn it the hard way, because yeah, like, he obviously did not speak Spanish, and then he like did it for the Air Force for years, so he's fully fluent. And my parents were gonna raise me like, I don't know what it's called, but it's when one parent speaks to you in English, yeah, yeah, and one parent only speaks to you in Spanish, so you literally are just learn both as like a young, and so it's just like completely natural to you to like, yeah, speak both languages. My parents didn't do it. I'm like I don't know why they didn't, and I'm like, I could literally be fucking fluent in Spanish and never have ever had to put an ounce of fucking effort in, and it would have just been able to pick up learning both. Like, that would be so amazing. And I'm just so pissed that my parents didn't do that, because like, the idea of learning a language, like the Spanish class was my,
do you know what, I feel like your parents didn't do it, because like, as if I was your mom in the situation, I'd be like, they're going to talk shit about me, and I wouldn't know what they were saying.
I don't think that's why they did it, but that is,
I would fully not do it for that reason alone.
Yeah, that's so true.
So like, that bond connection that I wouldn't be a part of.
Yeah.
And like, that, all that shit would fuck that's me up true, in the head. That's
true, because he could understand, yeah, like everything you guys were saying, but that's a like language only they could have. But yeah.
Yeah. Like, your mom would be like, my daughter is mad at me and hates me and talking shit about me to like her father, and I don't understand it.
That's so true, honestly. I did not. I would. Your brain is evil for that even being the thought. But I get it.
It's not that.
It's not like, evil. Also, I'm kidding.
It's the FOMO.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm always think everyone hates me. Okay. So I'm that's like, true. I would be so like, my kid hates me.
Okay. Period.
Or like, now, if my kid was mad at me, I'd be like, don't talk to your dad. Talk to me.
Yeah. That's honestly so valid. I really did not think about that, but I get it. Yeah. I don't know.
But I wish I knew another language.
Yeah. Like, it'd be nice if you, like...
it's too late in life for me. Like, and there's some people who will learn languages, like, at 27, whatever. I'm like, how do you have it in you?
I don't. Like, the mental energy it takes. I absolutely hated Spanish. Like, I took it for 5 years, and I, like, fucking hated it. I don't remember a thing from it. Like,
I couldn't even count to 10.
I can.
I believe you can. I'm telling you, I could not.
I could do the very most basic things. I'm like, El Baño is bathroom. Like, that's about it, the extent of it. I will say, I started watching Narcos, and like 90% of it is in Spanish. Mm. I swear it was teaching me Spanish, because I'm just like, all of a sudden I'm like hearing the words and I'm like reading the captions. And I was like, I feel like I understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
I don't, but yeah. Also, kind of on the topic of mothers and as a whole, how do you feel about people that co-sleep with their baby? Have you seen that?
I don't even know what that means.
It means like they sleep in the bed with you. Like, just like your like newborn baby.
Is that safe?
That's what I think. People like do it. And there's cases of rolling over in your sleep and killing your, like suffocating your baby. Like, people have done that. But it's like a thing people do. They like, it's,
I mean, I'd have to definitely research on that. Like, I feel like there must be a reason for doing it. People are doing it, yeah?
I don't know why people do it. It seems to me, I'm like, put that thing in the fucking crib. I don't know.
Boys.
It's Jurassic World over here.
No. Ha! Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know enough about it, so I don't want to get hate from the mother community and, like, speak on something I'm not educated on. But to me, it's like, I would have to, like, look up more about it because I'm just like, there's no part of me that would ever do that.
I feel, you know what I was thinking about the other day? If I were to get pregnant right now, I don't feel like 9 months would be enough time for me to figure out how to
do anything.
Yeah. How to mother, how to, like, do shit. And, like, there's so much research and so many opinions on different types of, like, parenting or, like, health things or, like, taking, like, the sleeping, like, all this shit. I'm like, I would be so filled with anxiety about, like, what's right and what's wrong and, like, what are the pros and cons are. In 9 months, I've discovered in my brain is not enough time for me to be able to relieve my anxieties that I would have.
I seriously, having a baby sounds like the least fun thing ever to me. I think I would just think it's fucking dying every second. Yeah. I'd be like, it's not eating enough. I'm not doing. I would seriously be like, once it got to 2 years old, I feel like I'd be like, oh, slay. Like, it can talk a little bit. It can, like, feed itself.
No, I do not have any desire to have a baby. I wish I could pop out a toddler because that sounds fine to me. But the baby, I don't. Maybe I know people are like, you'll think babies are cute. I've never seen a baby, I think, when people are like, No, like, I know not all babies are cute, but this one, and people, like, try to, like, be like, this baby's cute. I don't think I've ever seen a baby where I'm like, I agree, actually, I really think your baby is cute.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be a kid hater.
Nothing is worse when, like, someone's like, no, look, and, like,
you're like, oh my God, wait, you're right, it's
so cute. This face does not lie.
No, I agree. It's like, I don't like people like, I hate kids, and just, like whatever, because, like, everybody was a fucking kid at one point, like, you're stupid. But I... What?
You're stupid.
Like, I don't know, people that are like, I hate kids, like, people that are so, I get if you're like, I don't want to have one, but to be like, I just hate kids in general, it's very weird. It's like, how do you want, like, human life on earth to like keep populating? Like, I don't understand that. Anyway, but I love toddlers. Like, my mom worked at a preschool. I was obsessed. I went every day. I thought the kids were so cute, and I would go, like, help my mom and, like, volunteer. And
did you have reading buddies in, like, elementary school
when you were older? And you would think probably to, like, the kindergartners. Yeah, probably.
I loved that.
Yeah,
like, I really,
I love a kid who's like,
I love a kindergartner.
I love when they're, like, witty and they say funny stuff, but they don't know they're enough direct about the world, and they're just like,
yeah,
I love a kid. Like, I love.
We're giving so creepy. Yeah, right now.
I'm literally giving Michael Scott when he made his thing, like, little kid lover. I'm not kidding, but I don't mean it like that. I think kids are because
I fully agree. That's why I signed up for Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and I still haven't heard back.
Like, a kid that's raised well, like a funny kid. I loved babysitting because I was like,
oh yeah,
I thought shit was so funny. I love when kids discover bad words. I remember I was, like, babysitting this kid, and he was just he heard his dad say dick, and he's just walking around, he's going dick, fuck. Dick, and I was like,
that's eating.
I was like, that's funny as fuck. I'm like, stop. But I'm like, keep going, it's funny.
My favorite, people are like, when people say, what are you gonna do if TikTok ends? I'll be a nanny. I love kids.
Yeah
Like, if it ended tomorrow,
I would
would, like, literally be a nanny.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I would not be a nanny, but I do think kids are fun. But back to that, I just don't like babies. Like, I really don't like babies. I've never seen a baby that I actually think is cute.
Yeah.
Even my mom's like, you were the cutest baby. I look back, I'm like, eh. Like, I would not. I literally, like, I've never held a baby in my life. I've never held one. No. If anybody has a baby around me and they're like, oh, I want to hold it. Yeah. No.
I'm like, give me. On the plane, there's been multiple instances on a plane where a mom's, like, traveling by herself and, like, has the kid, like, needs to pee or something. I'm like, I'll take it. Please. Give it to me.
That's
hilarious. Yes, immediately, yes. Like, I live for that. Like, it, like, heals a part of my soul.
Oh, God. I really
could not. No, I'm always, like, playing with kids on the plane. Like,
Okay.
Yeah, I actually don't mind babies on flights, if I'm awake.
Okay.
At all, I'm like, gimme.
Okay, I don't feel that same
way. One time, I was on care.com, like, a couple years ago. Like, I'm always on there, you know, 5 stars. And this one lady is like, hey, are you available today, like, for 3 hours? And she's like, she was in Arizona for a conference, like, staying at a hotel. 3-week-old baby. She's oh like, here you go. God. I'm like, all right.
Oh my
God. That's the youngest kid I've ever watched.
She's I would 3 weeks so old. Scared. Oh my God. That sounds horrible.
She's like, oh, it's an infant. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm thinking like
infant.
I'm like, oh yeah, like baby, but like not. I'm like, oh, this is a
newborn
baby. Baby. Newborn. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I would not fuck with that. And they're like, ugh. Sorry. I just don't like babies. I don't know. And I'm so scared of all of that shit. Like, I mean, I have a while to go with that. I'm not planning on getting pregnant anytime soon. But it's just like, yeah, I don't know anything about. I feel like there is so much. It's like you just things that you don't even know. You have to talk to other mothers. I think that's the only way. Like, just talk to a bunch of people that have had babies. I'm hoping like you'll have a baby before me, and then you can just tell me everything that happened, and then I can just kind of like watch you do all of it, and like be like, all right, I feel like equipped, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'd love to have a kid. Not right now, but like,
yeah, one day.
Yeah.
Also, I honestly think that maybe this is fucked up, but I'm like. I would love to not have to be like, I'm bloated. Oh my God, I'm bloated. It's like, no, I'm just like, that's my baby bump. Even if you're, I'd be a week pregnant and it'd be like, she's popping. Like, it's just like fully not. I'm just like bloated. But I would love that as the excuse to not to be like, I just have my jeans down 24/7. And if like, if they're not fitting and stuff, I'm just like, no. It's literally, I'm just pregnant.
I just want to be like, oh, the baby wants this.
Yeah. I get that. But I don't think I honestly, the idea of pregnancy doesn't bother me that bad. Like,
do you want to be my surrogate?
No, because I don't want to actually do the birth. I like the birthing part and everything sounds fucking horrible. I'm saying the whole being pregnant. I don't like being nauseous, though. Obviously, nobody likes being nauseous. Yeah. That's a stupid statement. But I really don't handle it well. Like, you, I think, actually could because you're so equipped with, like, the hungover shit. Like, you puke and you're just, like, rallying. You're
saying that a hangover is equipped me to be pregnant? Pipeline is hilarious.
No, I really think you could handle, like, you're the type that, like, you're just, like, all right, you're nauseous. You, like, throw it up and you're, like, you're vibing.
Yeah.
And you're miserable, but you, like, can power through it and you really handle it well. I'm telling you, if I am not, I'm like gripping the walls. Like I can't do it. I will not leave my apartment. I do not handle throwing up or being nauseous well. You do. So I actually think you'd be fine in the morning sickness aspect of that. I would not.
How much would you have to be paid to be a surrogate? Like right now.
$200,000.
If I offered you $200,000 right now, you'd be a surrogate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the next 9 months of your life done.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna offer me $200,000?
No.
If somebody offered me $200,000,
but if anyone wants surrogate, you have Hallie's price.
Yeah, that is my price. I would be a great hospitable.
Would you ever donate your eggs? Like sell your eggs?
When I was broke, yes. I was fully considering that. Yeah. Oh my God. Because I was like, I don't give a fuck if I have a child out there. I was like, but now it's like to me when you think about it more, there's that I commend anybody who sells their eggs. I just like. Like that price isn't really worth it to me at this point because I do make money. So like, I don't want to sound like a con.
Yeah.
But it's like when I like if I had no other options, like when I was in college, I was like thinking about how I was going to pay off my debt. I was like, OK, like, you know, I don't give a fuck at this point. But now I'm like, all right, I don't really need to do that.
Yeah, I tried to sell my eggs.
I have no doubts. What do you the, honestly, what deters me is the shots. It's not even the having.
No. So out there. I filled out a bunch of stuff. Cause like I was like in my head, I was like, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want kids at all. Like, I was like, it's not I love to borrow, but like, I love to be able to give them back, you know? Yeah. I was like, kids aren't in my cards. And this is when I was like, probably 22, 23. And I was like someone I knew like couldn't get pregnant at the time. And I was like, you know, like, I could give people I could create life. I could make families happen, you know? Like, what a gift. Like, how beautiful is that? And I'd really come to terms with, like, I talked about it in therapy. I was like, I think this is the right move for me. Like, how cool is it that I get to help someone, like, have a life that they weren't going to be able to
the
have?
The way that you're saying that, and I was like, I was broke.
No.
I get it.
It was also the money aspect. I was like, how cool is that? Like, that, I was so fascinated. I thought it was, like, so great. And I applied to, like, 5 different places. I did paperwork. And then, like, basically, it turned out because of my sinus conditions, I wasn't a good enough candidate.
Yeah, that probably makes sense.
And I was like, I still have good eggs.
Yeah, like
she might need some sinus surgery or like he, but like, is that really that deep? But apparently, I wasn't healthy enough.
Jeez,
yeah.
Damn, that sucks. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is a weird thing to think that you would have like a biological kid out there. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know. That I guess that can get a little complicated if the person like finds out and then wants to try to contact you and stuff. And then you would have to like kind of know that that's a possibility. I don't know. But commend anybody who does it. That's great to sell your eggs. Like,
if anyone sold their eggs, I'd actually like, I'd love to. I'm just so, I'm so curious. I would love to know your experience. Like, please DM like us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or email us. I'd love to chat. Like,
to me, this is my thing though. I think I would personally prefer to just adopt rather than like I don't know how that process works, but I think I'd rather just fully adopt than like, because like, do you carry the egg if you you get the egg, so then they just put it in you and you're the womb,
or you can like put it to a surrogate.
Okay,
like either I think you can do either or, depending on what your situation is. Like
if you're just like don't have the eggs, then you can like, but you have a womb, like your womb's like, is womb the right word? I don't even know.
I don't really know. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
Me neither. But yeah, I think I would probably, if I like found out I was infertile or something, I think I would probably just want to adopt, because then that would solve all my problems. Like, I could adopt like a 3-year-old and I wouldn't have to have the baby and it'd be great. But obviously, I don't know. That's way far down the line.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Where's my phone?
I had something else too. Oh, I was going to say postpartum depression.
Yes.
That shit scares me so bad because I've seen like, one, I feel like people that just don't have any, you know, even issues with ever having depression or anything, then all of a sudden it's like because of the hormone imbalance and everything, you can just get it.
Yeah. I also watch so many TV shows that have people like really like that. That's the plot line of them. Like their postpartum depression, like all the, that's the whole storyline. Like what happens after?
Well, I've seen and crazy. Like, oh, sorry. Continue.
But it's just like, it's, I'm like, it freaks me out.
Well, no, because I've seen like crazy stories.
I already
like,
want to die.
About. Well, I've seen ones that like, it's so sad because it's like perfectly normal, like husband and wife, like they have a kid, like the postpartum depression, like I've seen like women that like kill their baby or something because like obviously, and it's like literally not their fault. Like they just got so mentally ill after that whole like hormone. And it's like so upsetting because like, it's just like how does that happen?
You just don't know until like. You don't know if it'll happen to you.
You don't know if it'll happen to you. Exactly. I mean, I'm sure all of those cases are very rare. I'm not trying to like put that out there, but I think it's a pretty common thing for most people. Obviously, I'm sure it's hard after like, and like looking in the mirror and not recognizing your body because it's just like completely different.
Have you seen, and like this, I don't know if you've seen this, but Allison Kuch like posted about like getting her pink back.
What does pink mean? Okay.
Are you okay?
No, I saw that and I am really dumb and I know that this isn't what it is.
I know what you're gonna say.
I thought it meant like your pink and your vagina was coming back.
You were gonna say
and
that.
I was like, does it turn a different color? And I was like, that's kind of like an odd thing that everybody's like bragging, like whatever about. I was like, okay, like, I mean, pop off. I don't care if people talk about vaginas, but like, that's just interesting. Like, I didn't know what that meant. What is getting your pink back?
My brain never even went there until you made that face. But I thought it's not like getting your personality back.
Okay. Okay. I probably.
But if that, I should probably Google it before I keep talking. But like, whatever. I'm not going to do that. But she made a video about that. And people, I saw so many videos on my For You page saying, moms, if you don't have your pink back, like, it's okay. Like, not everyone moves as fast as Allison. Or people being like, I had a baby. And like, it's upsetting seeing her brag about this. I'm like, the fact that women are shitting on her for like feeling better is insane to me.
No, that
and
is.
And to invalidate her experience is like actually wild. But yeah, like people were just like basically being like, it's so frustrating seeing her post this when like I'm not better yet, basically. Or like, I don't know. It's just so annoying that women are being mad at other women for feeling better after having a child because they don't feel better yet.
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry you don't feel better, but some people never felt bad at all. So it's sad that somebody even ever felt bad to begin with. So if she's saying that she feels better now, why the fuck are you mad at that? Like, why would you not just be like, oh, good for you. That's inspiring. Hope I get better soon or like whatever.
Yeah, I was just like, and all the comments were like, yeah, that's so fucked up. Like, I was just like, that's insane to shit on someone for. And I just feel bad. I'm like, that must be annoying as fuck to be tagged in all these videos. And people who like don't know you and like obviously and she, the thing is, she got on like medication because she was doing so bad and now she's doing good. Like, you should be happy. Another, it should give you hope that you're gonna be feeling better.
What pisses me off like about the internet, and like I've seen so much of this recently, it's like, other people are not responsible for your triggers. Like, if somebody is clearly posting a video with ill intent and it's like somebody's clearly trying to provoke a negative reaction and like trigger people or whatever, like a what I eat in a day. If you're like posting actually eating like almond for breakfast, apple for lunch, piece of grilled chicken for dinner, and you know what you're doing, like, all right. Yeah. With anything other than that, I'm like, if it bothers you, you can block somebody. If seeing Allison post that is like, oh, I don't like seeing like that, I feel jealous of her, I feel whatever, block her. Like, don't. Oh my god, he just
I tried to get him out of the thing.
He just pulled a fucking
man on the street.
Man on the street.
Sorry, Frank.
He stalked you in the eye. Fuck. I just saw like little paw.
Listen, I tried to move him and he didn't like it.
But yeah, basically, I mean, I don't know. She's not responsible if that like makes you feel like some type of way. That's not her fault.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I was just frustrated for her because I was like, if I was doing better and I saw all that stuff, I'd be like, oh, okay. Like, it would like make me feel like shit.
Yeah. For sure.
I'd be like taking steps backwards. I'm like, yeah. You have to like people, but like, I don't know. It's just like, I hate people be mean to other people for things that like shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Mean to them for, I don't know.
Yeah.
I
want a boob job. That's nothing to do with TikTok.
Yeah.
I really want one, but I'm like, I can't, I'm so back and like indecisive about it, like back and forth. And I'm like, if I feel that way, then maybe I shouldn't get one until I'm 100% like I need it. But I don't know. You just had your year anniversary of your boobs.
I did.
I had my year anniversary of my chin.
I also lipo. Did. I'm kidding. I get mine in September, I guess.
Yeah, it's not a year. But I'm like, this girl came up to me at the Lemmy dinner and she goes, oh my God, I forgot my, I was going to tell you this. This has actually nothing to do with the Lemmy dinner. Okay. I'll finish that story and then I have something I want to tell you that's funny. I was like, oh, I'll wait to tell her on the podcast. This girl came up to me at the Lemmy dinner and she's like, you have inspired me so much. Like, da da da. And I'm like, oh, so nice. Like, what's she going to say? And she's like, to get chin lipo. And I was like, oh, period. Okay. And I mean, I love that. It was just like funny because I was like thinking, she's like, you're my inspiration. And I was like feeding my ego. I'm like, yes. And then she's like, no, like I got chin lipo. Best decision ever because you did it. And then I was like, oh, okay. Love that I'm inspiring people to get chin lipo. But, you know, honestly, though, like if that's like something you're insecure about and like you like it and feel better about it. OK, so I posted.
What's in your hand?
I'm going to read it to you. OK, I posted like obviously about like that video, the getting punched in the face, and it went very viral. And I posted that I was eating like sweet green, and then sweet green messages me like, we'd love to send you flowers. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Like, OK. And so they sent me flower or. They're sending me flowers today. So I like open my door and there's flowers sitting on the ground. And I was like, that's weird that Sweetgreen, like I'm sure they went through a flower delivery service. And like, why did the person not knock on my door? I've been home this whole morning. Yeah. So I was like, that's fucking weird. So I take the flowers and I open it and it's not from Sweetgreen. It says, hi, it's Heather from across the hall. I work at Dolce Vita and the girls were talking about your video today. And I thought, oh my gosh, that's my nice neighbor who gave me ice. I think you might need all the ice now. Kidding. I'm so sorry that happened to you. Hope you feel better. And I was like,
she worked at Dolce Vita?
I had no idea. So basically one
this
day,
is so,
so funny. Like Jazz, me and Izzy were pre-gaming.
No, hold on. You and Izzy are pre-gaming I come and I'm like knocking on the door. I walk in. It's Hallie, Izzy. I'm like, checks out. Yeah, 100%. Two girls. I'm like,
That she's never seen.
No intros. Before, yeah. I'm like, did we invite other people? Like, we don't really do that normally. I'm so confused. And then.
Yeah. And then.
Like, oh, we're getting ice.
They were just literally knocking on everybody's door and asking for ice because they were like having a wine night or something and they didn't have ice. And so I gave them some ice. And then I ended up just talking to them for like 20 minutes at this like pregame. It was literally three of us. But it was like, I was just talking to them. They're super sweet. And I haven't seen them really since. I've seen them like walking on my building like one time maybe. But I guess I didn't know that she worked at Dolce Vita, which we went to Jamaica with them a year ago.
Yeah.
And we like know the girls from Dolce Vita and they're super sweet. So that's so fucking funny.
Small world.
Such a small world and just so funny, like her being like, you're the one who needs the ice now, like whatever. Yeah. I was like, that's so funny and so nice. Shout out Heather, thank you so much. Also, like, I don't want, like, I'm by no means, when I posted that video, I just don't want people to think I'm like because like that happened with the breakup too. When I posted about the breakup, then people like, I'm sure brands see that it's doing well online, and then they use that as an opportunity. Like, oh, like I'm sure it's all
name out there type thing.
Very nice intent, like obviously, but it's also like, oh, like obviously, if she posts this, it's like marketing kind of whatever.
Not just that, but like also like you build relationships with yeah. these brands, like. On like trips or at dinners or at events, like they're also like friendly.
Yeah, you know, like, well, some of them, like, it's like I fully know the girls that work at the brands yeah. and stuff too. So it's like they're just being super sweet and like whatever. It's all so nice and I appreciate it so much. But I don't want people to think that I'm like fishing for people to send yeah. me gifts or something, because I got some people reaching out about like, let me send you this. And I'm like, it like, I don't know. I'm also like, I also just think of this like, I'm like, I'm not a fucking victim. Like, I don't know. I just like shared that experience and like, obviously be careful, but I'm like, it's really okay. Like my life is going to go on and I'm going to be okay. Obviously. Like, I don't know. But I just don't want people to think I'm like fishing for gifts yeah, and yeah, stuff. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
We have an exciting week this week.
Oh yeah.
We have a staycation, on Wednesday with the brand, and then Thursday, Nobu, Friday.
Oh, like the yeah. like Kardashian sound? Sorry. I was like, is that where we're going?
Wasn't fun as funny as I thought.
Okay.
Thursday, we're going to Zach Bryan, and Friday, we're going to Drake.
Like, yeah. I'm like, I actually, like, you asked me about Zach Bryan. I'm like, okay, I'll go. And then I was like sitting there. It's like, oh, fuck. Like, we have like a big event every night this yeah. week, which it's, I'm not complaining. That's, yeah. it's going to give complaining yeah. ungrateful again. And I'm not trying to do that. I'm so grateful but that we get
just,
to do those
just
things.
It's just funny because, like, our week didn't start off like being.
I had nothing.
It's planned. Tuesday, but like, we didn't have that stuff planned yesterday.
Yeah. And then now it's like, the state, like, we're staying overnight with this brand at this thing, then the next day it's like gonna be some late nights for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but it's exciting stuff. And yeah. then what are you doing this weekend?
I'm probably, after those 3 days, I'm probably gonna be a hermit and yeah. like just not go. I don't know. I'm really trying to drink less. Like, I really am gonna make an active effort to drink a little bit less. Like, I think I might do Zach Bryan sober, because I don't know. It might be a little more fun if I have a drink.
Totally up to you.
Everything's no a little more fun. I know I'm going to drink at Drake. Like, I know I'm going to drink, yeah. like, heavily at Drake, because I just feel like that's the vibe. Yeah. I'm also so excited because...
Virginia Beach.
I wanted to go to Drake so bad this summer when he was here, and I didn't end up going, so I'm really excited to go see Drake. And also, like, now all I can think about is Drake's dick also.
Sorry, what?
You didn't see the video of Drake's dick?
God, no.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, why are you saying this? This is what?
It was so viral. It was so viral.
I never saw this.
Oh, my God. It's massive.
Is it really?
I'm gonna pull it up.
Roll the tapes. When did this go around?
Maybe like a month. It was very recent. And it was like, it's huge.
I had no idea. This never hit my pages.
He like posted, or I think he tweeted, I don't know if this is true or not, but it was like somewhere he tweeted, he's
how
like,
how do we know it's his dick?
It's supposedly, but it, like, this is it, I don't know, everyone said it was him.
Like, everyone says you're a bitch, but like, you're not. I'm kidding. oh wow.
I know. And there's like a video, and he's like swinging it around. It's not just that. That's just like what I can pull up.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. And then I think he tweeted like, it's not, I wasn't hiding my meat from the world. I was hiding the world from my meat.
That's
awesome. I don't know. I could have been making that up. I heard Tana Mojo say that in the podcast, and I don't know if that was actually true or not, but yeah.
Okay.
But everyone's like, look, no wonder he walks all weird. He got a third leg. Like,
isn't he short?
I don't. Yeah. I think he's like 5'9".
Are his hands large? I'm surprised that it's that big.
I know.
He kind of gave me smaller dick energy, I'm not going to lie.
No, I know. He did. He's 6 foot.
Okay. Interesting.
Literally crazy. Anyway, that's, yeah. Now okay. What I'm going to be thinking about.
Interesting. This weekend, I'm going to New Jersey. I'm going to get my car, hopefully, on Friday. And Saturday, drive around in my car, and Sunday we have Easter brunch with Kevin's parents.
Fun. Oh yeah, I forgot it's Easter. I will not be celebrating Easter. I will be I don't know, maybe I'll do a little something. I don't know what I would do. But I'm also not
want to come to brunch.
I don't know. Maybe. Imagine I just pull up.
We talk enough about you.
Yeah. I'm like, hi, Kevin's parents.
Like, we've heard so many things. Like,
some good, some bad.
His mom's sending us an Easter package, like the Valentine's Day one, and I'm very excited. I think it gets here in the mail today. I'm very excited to open it. Because it has Kevin says it has a bunch of different Easter eggs, and they all have different things. And then, like, some have candy, some have notes, some have, like, money, some have other things. Cute. I'm very excited.
Cute. That's exciting. Love that.
Oh, guess where I'm going to dinner tonight?
Where?
We went there about a year ago-ish today. Like, a little bit more, like, probably like 11 months
12
ago.
12 chairs?
No. Why would we be at 12 chairs a year ago?
Who was there? Me and you?
And two other people.
Queen's Yard?
Yes.
Oh, funny. Yeah. Did they invite you in?
Yeah.
Wait, that's hilarious.
We're going there tonight, and they opened, like, a new, like bar within it. Okay. It's, like, we're going to, like, those two things. So, just, like, it's giving full circle.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Love that.
Me and, we went there, like, on a double date, like, forever ago. Like,
yeah. That was the first time they met.
Yeah. Yeah. And I blacked out that night.
Yeah.
We went to play pool afterwards. I have, like, these pictures on the G7X of, like, me and Kevin. I'm like, there's no one home.
Oh, yeah. Jazz would not stop taking photos. And, like, this bar is just, like, not giving energy of, like, you should take photos in here. And just,
but guess,
like,
what? The next day, who everybody wanted the photos.
No, everybody did. You were, but Jazz, like, won't stop. Like, she's like, flash, quick, flash, quick, flash.
Like, G7X. I was giving, like, Kris Jenner. I was like, oh, that's amazing.
No, you were. And it was, like, it was just so funny, though, because, like, it'd be like, she's like, I need a candid moment. And it's like, nobody's, like, everyone knows you're taking the photos, so it's not candid.
Because it's, like, full G7X. Flash.
Yeah, and it's like, it has to wait for it to focus everything. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. But it was fun.
Yeah, that was funny.
Okay, well, thank you. Sorry, the timer's about to run out. This camera's about to stop recording. So.
All good.
Thank you guys for watching.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Have a great week, you guys. And
happy Easter if you celebrate. Yeah,
happy Easter if you do. What's your favorite Easter candy? Do you like any Easter candy?
I don't know what even Easter candy qualifies, but I feel like I used to, which is the weirdest thing, because now I actually don't.
You're not a big,
like,
candy person?
No, but I used to like marshmallow, like those Peeps.
Peeps. I was going to say that I love the Peeps, but my favorite part about Peeps is I love to get them when they're on sale after Easter.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I love to open them and let them sit out and get, like, a little bit hard before I eat them. They're the best that way. I really enjoy them. I haven't had them since last Easter, but I'm looking forward to having some this year.
Okay.
And I'll have a call. I can go to a suburban Target.
Oh, and get all the sale on-sale stuff. Easter I'll come candy. With you.
That'd be
I'll
great. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
That sounds
That'll
fun. Be fun. Next week.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be good.
Okay, fun.
But yeah, have a great weekend, guys. Great chit-chatting. And we'll see you next week. And leave us a rating and review, Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to our YouTube. And that's all I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it, right? Okay, have a great week. Bye.
Bye.